After the first four psukim of Vayivarach David, the next passage is an excerpt from a lengthy prayer recited by the Levim after the assembled people agreed to obey the Torah and disassociate themselves from non-Jewish women. This is taken from Sefer Nehemiah. This is in the beginning of the Second Temple period. So what does this have to do with Psukei Dezimra? This seems to be connected to Shirat Hayam, the Oz Yashir that we're going to recite soon. And again, some recited Oz Yashir after Psukei Dezimra, but eventually the custom developed that it would be recited before Psukei Dezimra. So if you actually look in Sefer Nehemiah, this speech that begins with Atahu Hashem Levadecha continues praising Hashem, but in a tefillah, it stops right before or right after the discussion of Kriyas Yamsuf. In other words, Atahu Hu Hashem Levadecha continues until the paragraph of Vacharosi Mo HaBris, and after that section, when we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then we mention the Kriyas Yamsuf, which is a fitting introduction for the Kriyas Yamsuf, the Shira following the Kriyas Yamsuf that we read from Parshas Bishalach. So then you have the two sections. You have the four psukim by Baruch David when David HaMelech praised Hashem, Psukei Dezimra from David HaMelech himself, and then the introduction of Shirat Hayam, praising Hashem from Atahu Hashem Levadecha through Vacharosi Mo HaBris, and then the actual praise of Klal Yisrael of the Shirat Hayam that's recorded as a fitting end to Psukei Dezimra.